All right, Galatians 4 and verse 10. Galatians 4 and 10. Anybody read that? Dakota, can you read that? Marilyn, how about that word?
Well, I can figure out part of it. No race?
It starts out with a H, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See that rough breather?
Uh-huh.
All right, how do you say that now? What?
Hey.
Hemeros.
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 Paratereste.
Paratereste.
Kai.
Kai.
Menos.
Menos.
Kai Karos.
Kai
Karos. Kai Eno Autos. Yeah. Actually, Ene Autos. Ene Autos. And they toast. Days, ye observe for yourselves, closely observe, keep on religiously observing diligence in months, all right, and months, and seasons, and years. The meticulous observance by the Pharisees of the rules and orders that Paul knew so well. Because he was a Pharisee of Pharisees, wasn't he? Paul was caught in the malignant spider web of Judaism. But now he was set free. What are some of these things? Passover? Tabernacles? Pentecost? Sabbatical years? Year of Jubilee? All these feasts pointed to Christ, didn't they? All the feasts pointed to Christ, but they were not to be worshipped as a religion. They were supposed to point us to the real Savior of mankind. Our Savior is the answer of true peace with God, not religion. The Savior is the answer of true peace with God. Days ye observe closely and meticulously, and months and seasons and years. Romans 14 and verse 15, I believe it is. Colossians 2 and 16, Luke 6 and 7. Phobomai. Phobomai. Can you say that word?
Phobomai.
That sound like something in English?
Phobomai.
Hemos.
Hemos.
Maples. Okay. Keka piaka. Ace. Hemos. All right. All right. I fear. I fear from the inside, from his gut feeling was, I fear ye. And here we have mapos is an idiom. It means lest. In vain, without plan or system, without cause or purpose, okay. I have labored, I have toiled. First person, singular, perfect, indicative, active, from kopio. That means to labor until you're absolutely wore out. Have you ever been like that, Marilyn? Worked until you just absolutely couldn't hardly lift a hand? Not one more foot. You can't take another step. Faint from weariness, just absolutely at the point of exhaustion. I fear lest in vain, without plan or without system, without cause or without purpose, a little adverbial thing, I have labored and toiled until the point of exhaustion. Eis hemos. Ace, extension or limitation of thought or verbal action is the idea, the grammatical idea. I have labored among you all in vain. In vain. My whole trip, my whole idea, my whole area when I came to the Galatia is in vain. without purpose and without cause. If they heard the word of God and adhered to Christ at one time and then went back into Judaism, they didn't gain anything. He had wasted his time among them. I remember years and years ago, I took a woman to church with me for about 4 years. And I was going to a very, very conservative church. And this preacher preached some good messages. This woman was a Mormon. She was a Mormon. She had been a Mormon. Her family had been Mormons. And I mean to tell you, this old preacher preached. And I have taken people out there, and probably, I imagine, at least 15 people had been saved that I had taken to church. But this woman I took to church for about 3 or 4 years. Quite a while. Going out there every Sunday morning, every Sunday night. Wednesday she didn't go. Sunday morning, Sunday night, we'd go out there. He'd preach his heart out. Finally, the last day, she was going to go and move back up north to Oregon or someplace, wherever she lived. She went forward and thanked him for all the great messages that he had preached, and she was going to go back home, back up to Oregon, and was going to become a faithful Mormon again.
After 4 years
of hearing God's truth. After 4 years, persimmon cookie, Brother Dave. 4 years of hearing God's word, and she went back into Mormonism. Talk about that old boy must have felt rough. I'd taken her, I had preached to her all the way there and all the way back, just witnessing to her, you know, and everything. That woman's going to go back and join and become, go back to her ward and become a faithful Mormon. Just like these people here. Like, if the Apostle Paul had gone to Galatia and preached to these churches there, to the churches of Galatia, and they had come out of Judaism, he wasn't preaching in the synagogues, remember? He preached in the synagogues. He preached in these synagogues, and he went there, and some people accepted the Lord, supposedly. He established churches. And then all of a sudden he comes back, he hears about these people, and they're back into Judaism again. They've turned the church house into a synagogue, basically. And he said, I fear, verse number 11, I fear ye lest in vain, without plan or without system, without cause or without purpose, I have labored to the point of absolute exhaustion among ye. Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. Boy, what a disappointment. I can't tell you how disappointed I was in that woman, having heard the gospel for 4 years in a very basic plan, in every way that that old preacher could preach it, and every way I could witness to it, and for that woman to get so fired up that she's going to go back home and join her ward. And get back and become a faithful Mormon again. I know how this verse right here describes that. I fear. I fear. Phobelmai. First person singular, present indicative, middle. We get a word phobia in English from that, don't we? Now the next one up here. We got a great scholar here with us tonight. He just walked in just a moment ago. Can you read this next word up here? This one that begins with. It starts with a capital gamma, and just in case you don't know what that thing is. Geneste. Hos, ego, hote, akago, hos. Can you say that now? Geneste, hos, ego, hote, kago, hos. All right. Got hay fever tonight. Hemos. Adelphoi. Deomai. Hemon. Udane. May. Edikesate. Now let's go back and look at some of these words. Geneste. Become ye and keep on becoming as me. All right? Become ye and keep on becoming as I. All right? You ought to be a little bit more like me. The Apostle Paul kept all of those seasons and months and days and holidays and all that kind of stuff, but when Jesus appeared to him, he left it off and kissed Jesus, because all those things pointed to Jesus. They pointed to Christ. When the real thing comes, why in the world do you want to go out and make a sacrifice? Because the real sacrifice came. Why would they ever want to sacrifice another innocent lamb when the real innocent lamb was finally sacrificed on the cross at Calvary? Don't make any sense. Be ye, become ye, and keep on there as I, because, Hote, I also, as ye, I was also like you one time. I was a stupid Pharisee. I was a Pharisee. I did all these things. I wouldn't walk on the grass on the Sabbath because I might sow seed off the grass. I wouldn't eat an egg that was laid on the Sabbath by a hen. A little old innocent hen laid an egg on the Sabbath, and oh, she was a sinner, so you couldn't eat that egg. I practiced all these foolish things. You know, the Lord gave the law of Moses. The Pharisees had to improve it. They had to make a whole lot more laws. And then he said, Adelphoi, brothers, vocative plural masculine, brothers. Now, that word comes from ah and Delphi, doesn't it? What does Delphi mean? From the same womb. We are from the same womb. We are from God our Father, aren't we? Brethren, I beg, diomai. I am bound, and I beg. I am caused to be bound of ye. I beg on ye, nothing me ye wronged. I beg, I am bound. Deal. Is binding me necessary? Of ye, nothing me ye wronged. Injured. Who they may, ide kesate. Nothing me ye did unjustly or injured or wrong spiritually or physically. You didn't do any wickedness to me. All right. 4 and verse 13 now. Oidate. Next one.
Dei.
Hote. De. Asthenion. Pace.
Sarcos.
Boy, I tell you, you're doing great. Now, I know this one's a little long. Okay, now you come into one that you are galisamene. No. Samane. Okay. You are galisamene. Okay, himen. To protera. Okay. And ye know perfectly. Ye have known. Ye have known by experience. That's what the word oida there means. That means to see with your... You know completely. Ye have known with absolute by experience that on account of Asthenion, Tae sarcos, a weakness of the flesh, he had some kind of sickness. The word means not strong, is what it actually means. Os and stenos. Our word steroid comes from this word. Steroids try to make your body strong again, don't you? All these athletes and everything are taking steroids today to make them stronger, aren't they? Puffing their muscles up. Here is osteos. Not strong, by a weakness of the flesh. Paul had something wrong with him. Some people thought he had some type of terrible eye trouble. Maybe he had glaucoma. Maybe he had some type of vision problem. And also, he could have had malaria. Brother Randall, you read the book Shadow of an Indian Star.
Right.
Yeah. Remember my cousin? What was his name? The one that rode with Billy the Kid? Fred White. Fred Waite died a young man, didn't he? And he suffered greatly from malaria. He finally, malaria killed him when he was 44 years old. But he suffered for years with malaria. Now, he would go down, he would be in bed and sick and just absolutely in terrible shakes and chills and all of this, and they would give him quinine and whatever they could find to try to get him through it. Finally, it took its toll, killed him. The Apostle Paul could have had malaria very easily. Many people think that Paul had an attack of malaria on coming from Perga. All right? In Acts chapter 13 and 14, Paul had some type of an attack of illness. Ye know that on account of weakness of the flesh, I preached good news to ye. In other words, he was sick. He became so sick that he couldn't travel on where he thought that he was supposed to go. So, since he was there, he preached to them. He was going to preach wherever he was, even if he was in a bed. A sick bed. Clinic. We got a word clinic from the sick word sick bed. Clinic. Clinic. Sick bed. He was in a sick bed. Apostle Paul was in a sick bed for a while. I don't know what was wrong with him. Some people imagine that he had some type of grotesque eye disease with his eyes all swollen up and everything, that he was pitiful to look at. Some people think that he might have had epileptic seizures. And we'll find out in the next verse, I believe it is, where we find out a figure of speech talking about that. Well, whatever it was, what the malaria could have brought on seizures. Whatever. Migraine headaches. Eye trouble. He had something that was very bad that stopped him from going where he wanted to go. But he still, even though he couldn't go, he preached to them. These people in Galatia. I preach the good news, I gospel. First person singular, first aorist, indicative middle. For myself, I did it. To ye, and he said, I did this a long time ago. Galatians 4:15 and 2 Corinthians 12 and 7 tells you about different periods when Paul's talking about. 4:14 now, Galatians 4:14. We're clipping along here in the book of Galatians. By the way, the cross reference to this verse is James 1. And 2 and 12 forward, and Matthew 10 and 40, and 1 Thessalonians 2:13 and Galatians 3:26. And how does this one start out? This starts out pretty good for you advanced Greek scholars. Chi, all right. Okay, you got that's A plus on that one, guys. All right, the next one.
Tone.
All right. Paterosmo. How about this one?
He moaned.
Good. How about the next one? In. You didn't need me for this verse at all, did you? Tay. Sarke. Moo. Ook. Okay, here's where the old man comes in. Ex uthenesate. Ex uthenesate. Ute, ex epti sate, ala, hos, angelon, theou, edexaste, me, hos, Christon, eisun. Look at that. Boy, I tell you, I wish my hay fever would go away. I'm allergic to all these flowers around here. They ought to clear cut this place. They'd have a lot less people with allergies. All these blooming flowers. And the trying, the trial, the temptation, the severe trial, parosmone, the torture. the acid test of ye in the flesh of me. All right? And the trying, the temptation, the severe trial of ye in the flesh of me, not ye despised. Look at that word. Not ye despised. The word sark there, what's the word in Latin for that word, flesh? Same thing as in Spanish, carne. All right, flesh. Carnivorous animal is the one that eats, abounds in eating flesh. And that's what you are. You're a carnivorous. Matter of fact, you're omnivorous. You eat everything. Mankind will eat everything. He's like an omnivore. All right? In the flesh of me, not ye despised. Second person plural. First there is indicative active. From ex tetano. It means to treat with contempt and scorn. You didn't treat me with contempt and scorn when I was sick. Why, even if your best friend comes over to your house, he's sneezing, coughing, and going on, and you see him, and he's got a 110 degree temperature, and you just say, go, don't come in here. Get away from me. Come back when you're better. All right. Me, not Jesus, despised. Look at that little ook. That's a strong adverb of negation there. Ook. Ye despised. All right. Treated with contempt and scorn. Nor, ude. That means nor. It means moreover not. That word is made up of day and ook. Right there, ude. Ex-eptisate. That means rejected. Actually, what it means to spit out. All right, now let's get back to a little bit of figures of speech here and to the customs of the day. When they saw somebody having an epileptic seizure, they would spit. When they saw somebody that was sickening, they would spit. The Apostle Paul says, you didn't spit when you saw me. When you spit when you saw somebody, that means you very displeased. Not you, literally, not you spit me out, and that's used one time in the New Testament, and this is it, right there. You didn't spit when you saw me. Some people, as you see, do you want to spit sometime? All right, that's what Paul's. And then strong adversative conjunction, Allah, hosts, but as angelon. What is that? Malak, in Hebrew. What is that? Angel. Angel. Angel is a messenger, all right, but we're talking about an angel. All right, this is like an angel here. He said, but as angelon theo, as an angel from God. An angel. You treat me like an angel from God. Ye received. Edesaste. It comes from dexamai. We get the word dexterous, able to be handled. All right, dexterous. Ye received, ye handled me, ye received me, you hugged me, you kissed me. Ye received, first, second person plural, first aorist, indicative middle voice. For themselves, they were glad to see Paul. Me, may, accused of singular, first personal pronoun, as an angel, and as if he was Christ walking in the flesh. He said, you received me as an angel, and even like Jesus. As if Jesus had come by. In between fits of anger, my wife really likes me. Sometimes. She used to tell me, she'd look at me, she'd just look at me so funny like, and she said, are you really an angel? She thought I was so special. She'd look at me. Now, am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
She'd look at me and she'd just look at me so seriously and she said, are you an angel? Like that? I said, no, I'm just an old guy, an old Indian. All right? Just one that kind of crossed your path. All right. 4:15 now. Paul the Apostle was accepted as an angel from God and as if he was Jesus Christ himself. They were happy to see him. Something happened in between time. The false men came in. The liars crept in under the doorstep. Now, can anybody say this word? Oh, that's easy. Pooh. You know Winnie the Pooh? Pooh. All right. Pooh. Oon. Thank you, Marilyn. That was real good. Ho. Makarismos. All right. Himon. Martiru. Gar. Imen. Hote. Hey. Dinaton. Tus. Ophthalmos. Himon. Himon. Ex arisantes. Edokate. Moi. Now let's go back and look at some of this. As I wrote down here, Paul's eyes could have been his thorn in the flesh. Who knows? This is probably a figure of speech here. Who, where, adverb, where, therefore, the blessedness, the felicitation, happiness, makaros, that means to long and love and to be happy with. The honeymoon. Makarismos. Where, therefore, the blessedness, the happiness, of ye. What happened to the happiness of ye? He said. What happened to your joy? What happened to the honeymoon that we had? A lot of times when a preacher goes to a church, at first they will just treat him like an angel. And then after a while, this happens so many times. I know one preacher that preached in the church for almost 20 years. And the people became more and more critical and more and more critical and more and more critical and started messing with his life until he finally resigned the church and they kicked him out of the church. He wasn't meeting to their standards. He wasn't up to their standards anymore. The honeymoon was over after 20 years. Where therefore the blessedness, the happiness of ye? Eyewitness, I testify, our word martyr comes from that. First person singular, present, indicative, active. Now, it also can be subjunctive, but the context calls for indicative here, okay? Wherefore, the happiness of ye, I testify, eyewitness, for to ye that... Now, the word if able there. Now, I put down first class conditional down here. A.T. Robertson put second class conditional down. So you can have my grammatical explanation or his. And I won't even say that I'm more correct than he is because I don't know. That's what he says. He's a pretty good scholar. All right. It's either first or second class conditional. All right. In the indicative mode, he would say that. Okay? First class conditional, the indicative mode rules the condition, doesn't it? Okay? It's in the indicative mode. But Mr. Robertson says it's the second class conditional, undetermined, but with prospect of fulfillment. All right? That if able, if possible, the eyes, the ophthalmos. Look at that word ophthalmos. What is an eye doctor called? Ophthalmologist. What is a corrective lens doctor called? Optometrist. All of them come from this, don't they? Ophthalmologist and optometrist. Okay? If able, the eyes of ye, having gouged out, and gave to me. Ye gave to me. Second person plural, first aorist, indicative active. If at all possible, now, why I disagree with Mr. Robertson here, and I'm not saying I'm better than him, But all of this is the indicative mode. The indicative mode rules the class of conditional, doesn't it? Since, if able, the eyes of ye, having plucked out, you would have given unto me. If you're able to. All right? If you're able to, you would have plucked your own eyes out and given them to me. Now, that's a figure of speech. Have you ever heard that used? They used to use it a long time ago. I would have torn my eyes out and given them to you if you need. Of course, it's not going to do you any good. Who's going to put them in your head? All right? Some people say, well, maybe he had eye trouble. There is eye trouble, you know, where you get glaucoma and your eyes swell and pressure in there and there's great pain and everything. And there's also another disease where your eyes bulge out and all of that. Now, he could have had that problem. Or he could have had epilepsy, or he could have had malaria fits. He could have been epileptic because they said that you didn't spit when you saw me. Now, if he'd had epilepsy or seizures from the malaria, he could have had severe migraines. I want to tell you, migraines are bad. Ophthalmic migraines are real bad. What's an ophthalmic migraine? We just looked at that. That's a migraine in your eye. I have the eye migraines, the ophthalmic eye. When I'm preaching up here sometimes, you'll see me put my hand over my eye. They're sharp pains. It's like a knife sticking in them. They're horrible pains. Some people get lights and all that stuff, which I get lights and I get flutters and pinwheels and all that stuff with my ophthalmic eye brain migraines, but also I get the pain. That's not fun. It's a lot of pain. Whatever Paul had was very terrible in the flesh. He had it. All right? You would have plucked your eyes out and given them to me. Whether he had eye trouble or not, we don't know. It just doesn't specifically say what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. 4:16 now. Can anybody say that funny looking word there?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
No?
Okay.
Uh-oh. It's got an H on the front of it.
Okay.
Hoste.
Hoste.
It's also got a sigma, doesn't it? An S in there. Hoste. Ektros. Himon. Gegona. Alithenon. What's the last word? Himen. All right, himen. All right. Now let's look at this some. By the way, Romans 4, 6, and 9, John 16, and 22, and 24, Romans 7, 7, this is what is used over here. And that figure of speech that is used there is what we call a hyperbole. What is a hyperbole when they said they were going to pluck their eyes out? Before I leave that verse, a hyperbole is what? When Jesus said, you gulp down a camel, but you strain out the gnats out of your wine and water. Have you ever seen anybody swallow a camel in one gulp? Jesus said they did. That's what you call hyperbole. It's an exaggeration. You would have plucked your eyes out and given them to me if at all possible. They would have been blind. Blindness was what they considered when a person went blind, they considered him cursed of God. I'm writing a sermon from the book of Job. Job's friends, when Job got sick, you know, that's when you need friends, is when you get sick and when you have problems, you need friends to come and help you and everything. Job's friends were no help. Job's friend came to him and said, you're a terrible person because if you were doing the right thing, God wouldn't curse you. He wouldn't have killed all your children. He wouldn't have made your houses fall down. He wouldn't have killed all of your animals and people stole them and all this kind of stuff. This wouldn't have happened to you if you were a good guy. And then he got sick. And they said, you know what? There's no way in the world this would have happened to you if you were a good guy. You've done some horrible sin. You're hiding some terrible sin. Or you wouldn't be sick. God only curses the sick. He only gives sickness to people. He only blinds people that are bad. You know, one time they brought a man to Jesus that was blind and they said, who sinned, he or his father? He was blind from his mother's womb. He said, man, what kind of a foolish He said, the man was blind so that God would get glory when I healed him. That's why he was blind. He was blind all his life so I could heal him today and he could see and prove that I am the Messiah. Good happens to... Bad things happen to good people, doesn't it? Doesn't it really? Bad things do happen to good people. And good things happen to bad people, don't they? We know that. All right? We know that now. That's why the whole book of Job is in the Bible. That's why we have the book of Job. All right. So as enmity, active hatred, look at that word, hatred, that means the adversary. Paul had become their enemy. He had become their combatant in a war, a horrible religious war. So as enemy of ye I have become. Gegona. Did we read that yet?
Uh-huh.
We did.
Yeah.
Hoste ekthros himon gegona aletheon himon. Yes, I remember reading it now. So as an enmity, an enemy, a hated one, an adversary. In Genesis 3:15 it says, I will put active hatred between your seed and the seed of the woman. He shall bruise you as to the head, but you shall bruise him as to the heel. There will be active hatred. Has Satan ever laid down on the job, ever?
Yeah.
Nah. One thing about him is persistently evil. Persistently evil. So as hated one, an adversary, an active hated one of ye I have become, speaking truth to ye. Two times in the New Testament, this word aletheon is used. Present, participle, active, nominative, singular, masculine. The name Althea comes from this. Althea means truth. That's a lady's name, and it means truth. 4 and verse 17. We're clipping right along in the book of Galatians. Who can read this word? Oh, this is good. Our word zealous comes from this word. Zealous means what? You're excited about something. Zealous means abounding in zeal. Zelusin. Almost like writing in English. Zelusin. All right. Himos. U. Kalos. Ola. Ecclesia. Eglese, that is. Himos. They loosen? Kina? Autos? Zelute? All right. Let's look at this now. They are zealous after ye. They are zealous after ye. Marilyn, have you got that Amplified Bible? Could you read on from a verse? Where do we start? Verse number 11 or something? Just the Amplified Bible. I want the Amplified Bible. Yeah, in Galatians. 4, I want you to read that. Because that's a pretty good little explanation. 4 and verse 10. I want you to go right along there. And 4 and verse 10 through 17. I want you to read that.
Okay. You observe that the work
out. Okay, talk real loud now.
You observe particular days and months and seasons. 10 years, I am alarmed about you, lest I have labored among and over you to no purpose and in vain. Brethren, I beg of you, become as I am, free from the bondage of Jewish ritualism and ordinances. For I also have become, as you are, a Gentile, you information that once was yours in what I taught you and in your regard for me. For I bear you witness that you would have torn out your own eyes and have given them to me to replace mine.
What is that? Hold on right there. Just hold right there. Now, what is that called, that figure of speech where they said they would tear their eyes out? What's that called?
Hyperbole.
All right, go ahead, Marilyn.
Okay. Have I then become your enemy by telling the truth to you and dealing sincerely with you? These men, the Judaizing teachers, are zealously trying to dazzle you, paying court to you, making much of you, but their purpose is not honorable or worthy or for any good. What they want to do is to isolate you from us who oppose them, so that they may win you over to their side and get you to court their favor.
Okay. All right. They are zealous, the third person plural, present indicative active, after ye. They are zealously pursuing you, not to the good. Not to the good. But, strong adversity conjunction, to exclude you, to shut you off, to cut you out of the herd. Cutting horses. Dakota, you ever seen a cutting horse? You go in there and you point a cow off of that cutting horse and he cuts it out from the herd. They wanted to cut them out from the herd of Christians. They wanted to cut that whole church loose from those of the faith. They wanted to exclude ye, and they wish, in order that them ye may be zealous. All right. 4 and verse 18 now. 4:18. What? How do you say that now?
Cologne.
Day. Zeluste.
In.
Kalo. Pontote. Kai. May. Monon. In. To. Parene. May. Pros. Himas. All right. I want you to be zealous in good things, is what he's saying. I want you to be zealous to the good, not to the evil. All right? Kalon is good. A little adverb there. Kalon, day, but, weak adversity, conjunctive particle, page 85, if you want to look that one up. To be zealous, present infinitive, passive. To be caused to be zealous. I want you to be caused to be zealous and good. Alright? That word passive there, that means caused. What's going to cause them to be zealous? The Spirit of God. In good. Pontote always. Good there, that's good things. Always. And not only monon. When you have mono, what do you have? Alone. Only in the present. Me with ye. I want you to be good when I'm gone. The real test of your children is that when you leave the house, that when you get back, it's not turned upside down. That's the test. The real test of a pastor is when he goes on vacation for 5 weeks or something and leaves his church, when he comes back, it's not a den of thieves. They always used to say, when the cat is away, the mice will play. When the cat is away, the rats will play. All right? I want you to be zealous in good while I am gone also. 4:19 now. We're going to do the whole book tonight. That word zealous, we get our word zealous right in English. All right. What's this next word here? What is this word? Technia. Technia. All right. Technical. All right. Moo. Hoos. Paulin. Odino.
Odino.
Nakris.
Nakris.
Ooh. And that's with a rough breather. Who?
Who?
Morphothe.
Morphothe.
Christos.
Christos.
Amen. All right, you've got it. 1 Corinthians 4:15 and Ephesians 4:13 across references this. Terms of endearment. These are terms of endearment. That's what Paul's using. He's using terms of endearment. Vocative plural neuter. Technia. Technia. He speaks to them. Technia. What's technia? Technos. A live birth. I hope that you're a live birth instead of an abortion. The Apostle Paul said one time that he was an abortion. Did you know that? He was aborted. The Apostle Paul said one time he was an abortion. Why did he say I was aborted? The Apostle Paul was in a false religious system. He was hook, line, and sinker caught up in it. He was hook, line, and sinker just absolutely foaming at the bit, frothing like a wild, mad dog, trying to kill and chase down Christians. And on the way of chasing down Christians, he was going after the churches of Damascus. Over. He was going after the churches of Damascus, and the Lord Jesus Christ struck him down with a bright light and said, Saul, Saul, why are you chasing me down? Why are you persecuting me? And he said, Lord, who are you? And he said, Jesus, whom you persecute. Apostle Paul said, I was an abortion. I was on the way to hell. I was a born live birth of hell, of Satan himself. I was decided. You know, when somebody comes out of a cult, that's a miracle. The Apostle Paul was aborted. He was already germinated as a child of Satan. You know, when you're born again, you can also be born again the other way. Did you know that? That's scary, isn't it? Have you ever seen anybody born of Satan that could not repent? They had so decided and so rejected Jesus Christ that they were born of hell. Apostle Paul said, I was born of hell. I was a hellion. I was a seed of the devil. And I was aborted. I was plucked out of my mother's womb. Plucked out of the devil's womb. And he said here, vocally plural neuter, little children, live birth. I thought you were live births one time. Live births of me, born sons of me, of whom, again, I feel pain, I feel sorrow, I feel birth pains, until whom is formed Christ in ye. Dakota, could you hand me that book? Born verse 19. Well, let's start. Let's go back to 7:16. Have I then become your enemy by telling the truth to you, dealing sincerely with you? These men, the Judaizer teachers, are zealously trying to dazzle you, paying court to you, making much of you. But the purpose is not honorable or worthy or for any good. What they want to do is to isolate you from us, to oppose you, so that you may win you over to their side and get you to court their favor. It is always a fine thing, of course, to be zealous and sought after, as you are, provided, that is, it's for a good purpose and done by reason of purity of heart and of life and not just when I am present with you. My little children, that's the term, my little babies, my little live births, for whom I am again suffering the pains of birth. Until Christ is completely and permanently formed and molded in you. He said, you're not out of danger until you're founded in the faith. Why do we have so many infants running around in churches today? People don't even bring their Bibles to church. They go there for feeling and excitement and for fellowship. And they are speechless babies. Paul said, you should have been teachers and you are speechless babies. We need to build people up in Christ. Little children, beloved little children of me, of whom again I am in birth pains, until whom is formed Christ in you, until you become mature. You don't take a baby that is a napios, a speechless baby, or a brephos that's just briefly born, or even a technia, one that is a live birth and going all right. You don't take them and put them out in the Sierra Desert and don't give them any water. There are children of God in this world. When people are saved, they need to go to Sunday school. They need to go to church. They need to be preached to. They need to be founded in the truth. Brother Billy, in this class, he's usually here on Wednesday night in this class. I think he's working with the children this period of time now. But Bill had gone to church for about 30 years. And when he went to bed every night, he said that he didn't know if he died whether he was going to go to heaven or not. After being in my class for about 2 years and hearing the Word of God preached when he came here, he said, I can go to bed at night and if I die in my sleep, I know that I'm going to wake up in heaven because I know enough of the Word of God. He's formed in the Word of God now. He's grounded in the Word of God. He has a little bit of grounding underneath him. He's got a foundation. Born verse 20. Anybody say that one? Ethylon. They. Parene. Pros. Himas. Arte. Kai. Oh, you got that one. Alexe. Tain. Phonane. Mu. Hote. Aporume in Amen. All right, let's look at this. That the last verse, 1 Corinthians 4:15, Ephesians 4:13, or cross reference to it. This one, 2 Corinthians 4:8. 2 Corinthians 4:8. This is a long chapter, but we've covered quite a little bit of it tonight. I kept on wishing, that comes from fellow, okay? I kept on wishing, moreover, to be present beside you. Para, beside Amy, to be beside you. Toward ye, just now or until now, arte, and to change the voice of me because I am perplexed about you all. I wish. First person singular, imperfect, indicative, active. I kept on wishing to be present infinitive, active, toward ye, just now or until now, and to change, first aorist, infinitive, active, the voice of me, because I am perplexed without way. I don't know which way to take or what to do about you. First person singular, present, indicative, middle. All right. Let's see what he says here in verse 4 and verse 20. Let's read this Amplified Bible. Would that I were with you now and could coax you vocally. You could hear my voice. See, that's the word voice there. For present with you, that I could change, and you could hear the phonane, the voice of me, vocally. For I am fearful and perplexed about you. I am worried about you. I am perplexed. I am distraught. He goes from kindness to harshness now. He goes from kindness to harshness. I kept on wishing to be beside you just now, and Paul put his heart in this writing. He put his heart in this writing. All right, now 4:21. Legete, moi, hoi, hippo, nelmon, thelontes, ene, ton, nomon, uk, akuete. All right. Ye tell, ye say, to me, the ones under law, wishing to be the law, not ye hear. Look at that. Ye say, second person plural present indicative active, to me, the ones under the law. Who do you think these are? The Judaizers. You want to be under the law. You want to continue to be under the law to be, that is present infinitive active. That's infinitive. You're going to keep on being under the law? You keep on wishing and you keep on being under the law? Not. You hear? You didn't hear? 421? Tell me, if you are bent on being under the law, will you listen to what the law really says? Will you listen to what the law says now? Now listen, you want to be under the law, let's listen to it. All right? 422. Gegrapte. Gar. Hote. Abram. Dio. Huyos. Esken. Hina. Ektes. Paidiskes. Kai. Hina. Ektes. Eleutheros. It has been written, for it has been written that Abraham, two sons he had, two heirs. That's the word huios right there. That's heirs. Two heirs he had. Okay? What were those two heirs? What was his firstborn?
Ishmael.
All right? And he loved that boy. And he wanted that boy to be his heir, and he didn't want another son. And God said, you're going to have a son. I already have one. Did you see him over there, Ishmael? I already have one. I don't need another one, Lord. He said, you're going to have one by Sarah. This is the promised son. I got one. No, you don't. That child was of a slave. That woman didn't love you. That woman didn't even have a choice to whether she wanted to go to bed with you or not. She was a slave. She didn't own her own body. She's just a slave. And Hagar was a what? Egyptian. Egypt is a type of the world. Are you married to the world or are you married to the Lord? All right. Two sons he had. Third person singular. Second aorist indicative active from echo. One out of the maidservant, out of a slave. And one out of the free woman. The free woman. Let's go back and read this again. 422. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a bondwoman, one by a slave, and one by a free woman. Genesis 16 and 15, and 21, 2 and 9. Right back there. Hagar and Sarah. Okay? Strong adversative conjunction. Next word. 423. What is it? All, whole, man, ek, tes, padis, kes, kata, sarka, gege, nete, hode, ek, tes, eleutheros, di, epongalios. And that's where we're going to quit for today. But the one indeed out of the maidservant, according to the flesh, has been born, has been begotten, but the one out of the free woman through the promise. Sure, Abraham, you went in there, you forced this woman to mate with you, and you had a child. Okay? But that child was not the promised son. I promised you a son. And by the way, God promised him a son, a miracle son. It was no miracle. That young, virile woman, this Egyptian woman, when he went in there and he cast seed into her, she got pregnant. But that woman that was 90 years old now, that's a different story. I told you before that my great-great-great-grandmother, Elatika, had three children after she was 50 years old. I'm going to tell you something, that's pretty much a miracle. Sarah was 90 years old, though. Sarah was 90 years old. Abraham, a man can have a child when he's 100 years old, but a woman, that's real hard when she's 90. Okay? One was a miracle child. One was a totally normal. Abraham went into that woman, and she got pregnant. All right? That's a physical fact, and there's nothing unusual about that. That could happen today. There's nothing unusual about that. But what God had promised is that Sarah would bring forth the child. And see, to them that was impossible, so they went around God. And Sarah said, oh, well, now I can't have a kid, I can't have any children, so you go into my maid, my slave, and you bring forth a child, and that child will be mine. Well, he did that, and that was perfectly possible and perfectly legitimate, and it happened, and there was nothing miraculous about it at all. But that was woman. That was a bond woman. That was a slave. Paid this case according to the flesh. Has been born. Has been begotten. Third person singular, perfect, vindictive, passing. Have been caused to be begotten. But the one out of the free woman through the promise. The promise was that God was going to give him a miraculous son. There are miraculous children born in the Bible, several of them for a reason. John the Baptist was a miraculous child, wasn't he? Yeah. Samuel. There's quite a few of them in the Bible. Just go start looking at all the miracle babies in the Bible. Look at the miracle babies. I'm going to tell you something. Isaac was a miracle baby. Of all miracle babies. What is the date today?
26.
26. All right. We'll start in verse 424. All right, 4:24 next week. Thank you for your persistence. I was so excited I didn't want to quit when the time came to quit a while ago. I had to go over to this one and finish the subject to a little bit. Brother David, would you dismiss us in prayer, please, brother?
Oh, dear God, our Lord in heaven, we thank you so much for the class and the wisdom and knowledge we've received today. Help us, O Lord, throughout the week to use this to be better examples of your word